So not the result you wanted last night. Your thoughts on council's decision and the bylaw being pushed through?
Oh gosh, yeah. You know, we tried to go in with such an impartial opinion and really just like lay down the facts. But last night I was just thinking how personal this is. I mean, we don't get paid for this. We're a registered nonprofit. We're rescuing chickens who were once somebody's fresh egg source and they're now left behind. Our sanctuary only exists because of failed backyard flocks, and we're not the town's pound. They provide us with zero support. Just 2 weeks ago, somebody showed up at our doorstep saying that they would, with two roosters in their van, saying they'd kill them if we didn't take them. But we're at capacity. We can't take endless numbers of chickens. And so by enacting this bylaw, Councillor McGuire, Miller, and McKenna, and Mayor Pankow have literally condemned chickens to death, but they're not the ones that have to face the consequences. We're the ones who are going to have to clean up the mess. And it's an incredible weight and responsibility to have to bear.
And remind me, how many chickens do you currently house?
So we have 20 chickens. We take in special needs chickens and ones that have nowhere else to go. We do have six different coops, but our standards are as such that we want to be mindful of their individual personalities, their behaviors. And because we have such a high ratio of roosters, we have six different roosters, we have to be really careful about which chickens we accept. And unfortunately, not all chickens get along, and you can't just throw them all together because they could injure each other. So we're really limited in our capacity.
Okay. And what do you make of the response? I guess there wasn't much discussion after your delegation last night, but did you feel at least heard when you were getting your points across?
Unfortunately not. It did seem like the councillors who voted against it had already made up their mind. There were very little questions asked. In fact, three of them that voted no didn't ask us any questions at all. There was also no opportunity for us to have a discussion following the delegation. We're just so disappointed. The bylaw passed and it's the weakest in all of Ontario. I can't speculate Canada wide because I haven't done enough research into that, but I do imagine that it is probably also one of the weakest nationwide. There's no registration, no licensing, no coop requirements to protect against predators, no inspections and no education. Councillor McGuire mentioned that they'll get education into owners' hands, but I'd really like to know how, because without registration, how are they going to get that information out? And do we truly believe that people will optionally share their information with the town, knowing this is a pilot and not being confident that those chickens won't be culled at the end of this?
So, I mean, from your standpoint, where do you go from here? I mean, it seems like this is going ahead. And now what do you do as a nonprofit?
Yeah, so I mean, our mission is to inspire compassion for chickens through rescue, advocacy, and education. Right now, we're really going to be focused on that education aspect. Smith Falls has passed it. And so now we need to focus on those who are going to be taking in chickens to make sure that they know what is the most humane care that they can provide. We'll also be doing some legislative work. We're going to be submitting an investigation with the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks. Right now, the bylaw doesn't have any safeguards against chickens near waterways or the plan for manure. And those are both very serious environmental concerns. And so we will be looking at litigation options to try and protect not only just the chickens, but folks and the environment as well.
And I understand this is a broad question because there's a lot you'd like to share with them. But if there was one or two pieces of advice you'd have for future chicken owners in Smith Falls, what would they be?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a great question. I would say a couple of the most important things are is to lean on good education sources. Don't believe everything that you read on the internet, especially in these backyard chicken forums. There are different standards of care you can provide. Chickens are sentient, which means that they are capable of feeling pain, joy, and grief. And so to ignore that is to cause suffering. And it is commendable. I do think a lot of people have really good intentions in trying to avoid factory farming. I think that that's absolutely a fantastic thing. But we also need to be really, really mindful and considerate about the long-term suffering that can occur just through misinformation. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. We're happy to share our sources and education. There's a really fantastic website called Open Sanctuary. While it is geared towards sanctuaries, the amount of information that can be found on there is a gold mine. And then also contact Smith Falls Veterinary Services, and try to establish a relationship before you bring those chickens home, just to make sure that you can try to at least have that relationship to get your chicken seen if it does need vet care. We know that they're already going to be overburdened. They only see chickens one day a week. And so establishing that relationship will be really, really important to ensuring that your chicken can have the proper vet care and medical oversight that it needs.
Okay, is there anything else you feel like we should mention before I let you go?
That's a great question. I would just maybe say we'll be keeping a record of animals that are abandoned, complaints that we hear about. So I would just say anybody who is concerned as we are, please reach out to us. We want to try and document as much information as we can over the next year to see what the gaps are and what happens in real life, right? You can see what we think will happen and what we've seen happen in previous municipalities. But Smith Falls is so different than so many other towns. It was compared to Carleton Place so many times, which is really odd to me because Carleton Place has five bylaw officers and Smith Falls only has two. And so we're really limited in what we'll be able to respond to. I don't doubt that there will be a gap in what is actually measured by bylaw through no fault of their own. They're just incredibly under-resourced by the town. So anytime anybody hears about anything or has any concerns, please reach out to us as well because we will be diligently documenting everything.